time now for our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, and it's Abby Raplansky, the sophomore out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, the goaltender from last weekend for the BSU Beaver women's hockey team. And first of all, congratulations, Abby. You're a Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week.
Thank you very much.
It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know that, so I'm excited to hear that.
We had a bunch of saves last weekend, 27 saves and a shutout on Friday night. I know I've already talked to you about this, but for the folks that are listening to our broadcast tonight, what was it like to be the first team to win in the brand new Laban Arena in Wisconsin and take that win from that Badger team?
Well, it was great. I mean, I've never played in front of a crowd that big, so that was exciting in itself. And to be able to steal that win off of a great team that the Beavers haven't beaten very much in the past, it was great. So
you guys took 4 out of 6 points this last weekend, also making history as a BSU Beaver team for the first time ever taking a series against Wisconsin. You got to be excited just the fact that you've made that history already.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we fought back hard in that second game to go into overtime, and we scored that goal late in the third period. So our team really worked hard, and we were able to get that extra point, which is really important. So
going back to that Saturday game, your team scores the first point, first goal in that game, and you knew the Badgers were not going to give up easily. It was a 1-1 game after two periods of play. As a goaltender, what's going through your head as you're heading into that third period?
Well, third period, you knew they were going to come out hard. I mean, they wouldn't want to lose twice in a weekend. So, and the pace definitely picked up in the third period. It was really busy in our end, so there was a lot of work to do.
With Sadie's goal, how relieved were you knowing that, okay, they had just scored a sniper on you, you got your team to come back, Sadie scores, were you a bit relieved back there?
Oh, yeah, and it was right when I got pulled, so I didn't even know we scored until our team started cheering, so I was really happy and good for Sadie on that one.
When you played with Niagara, did you guys ever play in the shootout at all?
Yes, once against Ohio State, and unfortunately, we didn't come out on top, but it gave me a little experience going into the shootout on the weekend, so I was thankful for that.
So a little bit of experience. Now you've played in two different leagues. How fast is the WCHA compared to the CHA?
I have to say it's a step up. I mean, there's a lot of great players, and I have more to see, too, so it's going to be a long season, and I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's always a big challenge. So,
have you ever had this many saves in one weekend in your career?
I don't think I have, actually. So, I mean, it's a career first for me. So,
going into this weekend, you're on the road again. A busy October for you. How do you keep yourself up and energized when you go into these games?
Well, definitely always good warm up. I mean, that's one thing my parents always told me when I have nerves before a game. Get a good warm up and you know, you'll do just fine. So that's what I try to tell myself and try to do before games is just be prepared. You know, I always try to have a pregame nap, stay rested. So it's long weekends, but, you know, you do what you got to do. So.
And you've already played against Ohio State. How long ago was that? Was that last year? It must have been.
Yeah, it was right before Christmas last year. And, yeah, it was a good weekend, too. I mean, we tied and lost in the shootout, and then unfortunately lost the next game, but good experience playing against a team like that.
So going into this weekend, how have you prepared personally to get ready for this Buckeye team?
Well, it all starts with a good week of practice. You know, you gotta make sure you're doing all the right habits, work on those, and I mean, the rest will take care of itself, hopefully. So,
how much fun has it been traveling with this Beaver team and getting to bond with your teammates?
It's been lots of fun. It's a great chance to get to know your teammates, you know, rooming with different girls and long bus rides and plane trips. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And new traditions like stopping for ice cream when you win, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was a new one. I was excited to hear about that.
Well, Abby, congratulations again on a great weekend and for being Beaver Pride Female Athlete Week. Good luck.
Thanks, Kelly.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.